Welcome to Purifying Truths with Ace Star. Hope everybody's having a fabulous day. Today we have with us Mr. Sean Jackson, and he is an entrepreneur. He is now residing in Maine, but a Florida native. And he's also a coach, and he has a unique coaching style that we're going to get into. Welcome to Purifying Truths, Sean. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Queen. I really appreciate being on your show today.
Absolutely. It is an honor to have you on. For those of you that don't know, Sean is known as The Refresher, and we're going to get into that as well. So, Sean, we know that you've had some ups and some downs, but yet you choose to illuminate the world. And that's what I believe drew me to you. What exactly would you like the audience to know as far as the obstacles you've overcome during your childhood?
Just don't allow the cards you was handed. It's not the cards you was dealt. It's how you play your hands. So I tell people all the time, like, you want to don't allow your childhood to define your adulthood. Even though you struggle and you had a really bad childhood, you still have a chance in your adulthood because you have a choice. You know, back then as a kid, as children, you know, we don't have much choices but to listen to our parents, you know. So, but as an adult, we have a choice. You know, we have decisions. We have our own choice to make. We have our own mind. So that's what I really believe, Queen.
Wonderful. So, of course, when you say our childhood doesn't define us, you know, many times people take hurts and pains and baggage from childhood, and it makes them a bitter person as a child, and it carries on into adulthood. Would you be able to just tell us a little bit about what you went through as a child?
Definitely. You know, just having my mother, God rest her soul, you know, going through sickle cell, and just remember her having sickle cell as a child. You know, she really been through pain. Like, you could imagine, like, being a 7-year-old walking in the household, seeing your mother in a fetal position, and, you know, just in pain. You can't even touch her because she's going through a sickle cell crisis. And, like, not being able to have the lifestyle that we wanted as a kid because she was in the hospital 6 months out of the year, you know, and my father was, you know, he was in prison a lot. You know, he stayed in the streets and he was in the prison. So not having a father figure there and, you know, a mother there kind of made my childhood my adulthood, you know.
Understood. You know, when we're in that situation also, statistics show that we will repeat the behavior as far as your father and the prison life. And hats off to you for changing things and living a more positive life. Sorry so much to hear about your mother. Let's talk about what happened, you know, once you're an adult, what happened that catapulted you to now inspire others and be the refresher?
The death of my mother, what really inspired me, because before she passed away, you know, I was a fool. Like, I used to drink a lot. You know, I used to really just not have, like, I wasn't goal focused. I wasn't goal oriented. I was more just, you know, trying to be in the streets, trying to be that cool guy, trying to have parties at the house all the time, not really caring about life. And then losing my mother, you know, that really shook me up, you know, like, really, you know, taught me that life is not a game. Life is really serious. You really got to go after your goals and your dreams and leave a legacy for your children. You know, one thing she was never able to do was to leave a legacy for her children because she was sick. So her leaving at a young age, at 50, you know, really woke me up.
Wow. Once again, my condolences to you for the loss of your mother. I heard you say that she didn't get a chance, but Refresher, please take this into consideration. Let me just share with you that she did. She did. She left a powerful legacy, and it lives in you. So that pain that she endured, you're now relieving others from it. Understanding it may not be always physical, but when you're doing something positive, certainly it's because of her. She's left that legacy in your hands now.
No, you're right. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, what makes you the Refresher? How'd you get that name?
when I was homeless, you know, I gave my clothes off my back when I was homeless. You know, my mother, she always had a big heart. And that's what really instilled in me having a big heart. So when I was homeless, I had Ralph Lauren clothes, Jordan clothes. I never defined myself as a homeless person. I was still looking like a millionaire in a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having those people around me, and I really felt bad for them because, you know, they didn't have what I had. And, you know, by them not having that, they was just defining themselves as a homeless person. Oh, this is the end. Like, I have no way out. So I felt bad. So I just, you know, literally went in my bag of clothes and started giving clothes away. And, you know, I had a guy who I gave him a Jordan hat. And, you know, he told me, I lost my family. I lost my kids. You know, I lost everything, man. And by you giving me this hat, just, you know, it's a stepping stone in the right direction. So I mean, I want to thank you. You know, you just really refreshed me. And, you know, that really felt good in my heart. Even though I was homeless, I didn't have anything. Being without somebody else out, you know.
Amazing. Amazing. I love the fact that even when you're in need and that, you know, you're in a situation that was temporary in a shelter, that you were giving back. And certainly, you know, that impacts more so than money at times when you're giving when you don't have. And definitely that is refreshing. So, refresher, I understand that you're also a coach.
I'm definitely am. I love being a coach, by the way, too.
Yes. Now, when we look at you, young, black, male, we thinking basketball, football, something related to sports. But you're not that type of coach. What type of coach are you?
I'm a mindset, mental health coach. You know, I love to give people mindsets, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you said that you were gold focused. So talk a little bit about your coaching business. Share with us.
Thank you. You know, my coaching business is $7 a month. I created a coaching business that's affordable for people who just need someone to talk to, the extra push that coach is really going to give you, that you know, that fire that you need, and just be there for you. Be that accountability partner as well, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Only $7. You know, I see coaching for hundreds of dollars. I love the fact that you've made it affordable. And so at this particular time, why seven? Why not 10 or five? Or why did you pick the number seven? And why did you make it so affordable that the common person can afford it?
Well, seven is heaven, by the way. I love that number. Mm-hmm. And not only that, you know, I have created multiple ways of making residual income for myself. And I want to give back to the community. A lot of people can't afford the high prices. And, you know, some people really need that one-on-one. Some people really need that coach that's going to send them a daily motivational video early in the morning to get them going. And, you know, just to pay $7 a month, that's not going to stress them out. That's a coffee a month. So if they got to pay bills or a light bill, they ain't got to choose whether to pay a coach or a light bill. They can say, babe, like, that's a coffee a month. Come on, you know, so.
Wow, that's powerful. And certainly it is a testament to your servanthood and how you continue to give back. Thank you so much for all that you do. Refresher, tell me, why do you think that coaching is important? So we understand that it's affordable, but what makes it important? Why is your mindset a big deal?
If your mind ain't right, you're grinding right. I tell people all the time, you know, if you're working on a job, you're working on your business, whatever you're working on in life, if your significant other, if your family, if someone is, you bound to, someone's will get in your head. And once they get in your head, you know, you bound to have that day. Out of 365 days out the year, you know, we bound to get up and say, oh, well, today is going to be a character building day. And, you know, you need that push, you know, that, because if, again, like I said, if your mind ain't right, your grind ain't right, you're not thinking about work, you're not thinking about your business. You know, if your significant other's hurting you, you're thinking about why, what's going on with he or she? Like, why is he or she hurting me? Or what's going on with our relationship? What's going on with our marriage? Or if your family's bringing that negativity to you, you're thinking about your family. Like, okay, well, why is he or she hating on me? Or why he or she's not supporting my business? You know, so now you're not thinking about your business. So it's very vital that your mind right. Because again, if your mind ain't right, your grind ain't right.
Yes, I totally agree. You must have a positive mindset in order to be successful in everything else. And I love the way that you show how it's interconnected. You know, it's not just for the sake of you thinking positive, but it actually affects all that you do. So certainly coaching is important. And, you know, that sending out messages and things of that nature is not where someone feels as though it's stigmatized, you know, as far as in the Black and brown culture that we don't go to counseling or we don't need the help. You know, sometimes it's just being quote unquote a friend that is so helpful. And so once you form that friendship, which you do with so many with your servanthood, you're then able to give back through the coaching. Now, coaching isn't the only thing you do. You say that you have multiple streams, and I'm familiar with Upstylish. Tell us what that is and how that came about, please.
You know, Upstylish is a clothing brand that I designed that, you know, it's a motivating clothing brand that I love. And, you know, if I can't inspire the world through my message, because my message is not going to reach every person, then my brand will reach every person.
And, yes.
So like my clothing brand is the logo itself is a lion, and a lion itself is strong, you know, despite what, it's not the biggest or the fastest, but it's the hungriest in the jungle. And, you know, I tell people that all the time. So that's why the lion's my logo, because I'm forever hungry. And I want to inspire the world and let the world know that we all are born with a hunger. But to sustain that hunger, a lot of people don't, you know. So I'm creating a brand that have coats to help people sustain that hunger that they have. So that the hunger never dies in them, to remind them that they are a lion. And a lion never gets full. They're always hungry.
Wow, that's powerful. I've also heard you speak, and you also talk about the pack or the pride. Refresher, would you share with us what you mean when you refer to your team as your pride as far as your brand is concerned?
As far as my mentees, I'll call them, they're my pride, because they're coming to me to inspire them, and I love it because they're inspiring me every single day. And that's what it's all about, as a pride, to be there for one another, to inspire each other to be great, to evolve. And that's evolution. That's the name of my program, is evolution. And I love it because, like, being there for them, you know, I'm able to inspire them to be great. I have a little brother, Deshaun Williams, who signed up. And, you know, he's in his middle 20s. And, like, one thing about him, he's a speaker. And he's been on major platforms for a speaker, and still have his days that, you know, he be in his mind. And by having me, you know, by him, you know, getting messages every single morning, he's, you know, just going out doing great things. I called him yesterday just to check on him. I'm like, how things going with you, man? Like, you doing okay? He was like, yeah. So I'm guessing like most coaches don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I was like, so how's it going, man? Like, you know, how's your day going, man? Like this, that, and that, and that. He's like, yeah, I got this done. I got that done. And I was like, I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing good things, little brother. Like, that's what it's all about. And he was just like, he just loved it, you know? And that's my pride. You know, we look out for each other and help each other get to the next level. And I don't call them clients. You know, I call them my pride, because that's part of, you know, encourage somebody else to, I want to encourage them to help somebody else out. You know what I mean?
Right. Love the mentality of each one teach one, of being a pride, you know, because many times we find that in our communities that it's all about self. You know, I call it the crab mentality. And I love the fact that you're the exact opposite of that. You know, amazing, just amazing how you have people in your pride, and then you hold them accountable.
I definitely do.
That you give them props that they're also inspiring you. And so truly it's a team. For all of you out there that may be on the line about coaching, about having an accountability partner, the refresher's where you want to be, because he truly helps you to evolve with him as he's doing great things. So tell us, please, what's next? What's next for you?
What's next? You know, the world's going to be loving it, because I got a motivational kids summit that I'm trying to put together. And that's a project that I'm going to have exclusively, you know, Evolution promote, have my speakers and, you know, all my pride just throw in their intake on this wonderful summit. So that way they can feel great about, you know, just throwing it on the summit. But that's my goal next. It's going to be before Christmas, either the first week or second week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's going to get kids not only inspired for the rest of their lives, but it's going to inspire them for Christmas as well, too. So
amazing. Amazing. You know, when you are out and doing the things that you do, as you interact with others, what's one common thread that you may find that's holding people back, that's keeping them from being gold focused?
Fear. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tell people all the time, God plays the best things in life on the other side of terror. And you got to be able to conquer your fear and go out there and attack anything that you're scared of, because that's only going to hold you back more in life. So you're scared of it, go out there and attack it. You know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, just know that it's not easy being an entrepreneur, because if it's easy, everybody would be an entrepreneur. But mm-hmm. once you get through the heartaches and, you know, go through the fire and go through the pressure of being an entrepreneur, I'm telling you, like, it feels good. Like, it feels good when you walk in stores and you see people wearing your stuff, you know?
Definitely, it's rewarding. And so I love the way that you break it down about fear, you know, and many times, so many great things are on the other side of terror. I certainly agree with you. And that statement is powerful. How do you recommend that we tackle our fears? Because many times people are in denial. And refresher, when you don't realize you have a problem, you don't know how to tackle it or fix it. So how do you recommend that we even self-evaluate to even know if we're afraid and what we're afraid of?
To implement the three S's in life, and which is suffer, sacrifice, and success. And, you know, reflection time is very vital. A lot of people don't take that time to reflect. You know, either take yourself out to eat, take yourself out to lunch, breakfast, whatever it is, you know, have that time to yourself to reflect and really regroup and recap. You know, some people can't take themselves out. You know, take yourself out to a nice little restaurant, sit down, enjoy a nice meal that you pay for yourself, and enjoy your company and really think about stuff. And really, because that's how you really think. Because when you around an environment that makes you feel good, that you're comfortable, you're able to think, you're able to see what you're scared of, you're able to attack it. And not only that, it makes you feel good as a person. Like, okay, now I'm enjoying, now I see where I'm at in life. Now you can begin to break down what you're scared of and continue to attack that, because you recognize your achievements. You recognize what you can do for yourself because you wasn't able to do that before, you know?
Understood. I certainly agree that we all should take some alone time and just self-reflect. You're right. To evaluate and see where we are, where we want to be, and where we were. Also to celebrate the victories. You know, as you're helping others conquer their fears, many times new fears arise, you know, because they're like, oh, I didn't know because I had this, or because of this, it opened up the door for that. And so that's why the coaching program is so important, because every stage that you're going through, you have somebody there with you, pushing you, cheering you on, and keeping you accountable. So love the idea of the summit. Please tell us one tip that you would have for someone that may be downtrodden in the trenches of life, just feeling like this is it. I can't. What tip would you have for them to turn that can't into can?
Tell yourself every single day, I can, I will, and I must. Those three little things right there, that right there is so powerful. You share it to yourself, I promise you, you'll feel it so different. I said to myself, when I go deliver these 140 houses for FedEx, you know, I can, I will, and I must. And then, like, you just, the fire just, like, lights up in me. People, like, you just really got to say that to yourself every single day, and you'll feel it.
I can, I will, and I must. All right. Well, you heard it here on Purifying Truths from the Refresher. every day, remind yourself, I can, I will, and I must. Refresher, I know you're a business owner and, you know, you describing how it feels so good to see people wearing your stuff and seeing your stuff in stores, but certainly you weren't born that way. Any obstacles that you had to overcome? If so, how?
Just not having my father around, you know, going from house to house, not having the childhood that most kids won't, you know, having a two-parent household, you know, your parents telling you that you can be great. You know, I never had that growing up, you know, besides my mother, God rest her soul, but, you know, I never had been told that, you know, I used to be laughed at as a kid. You know, I remember I told my grandfather one day, God rest his soul, that I was going to California. And he was like, you're not going to California. You're not going to California. I haven't been yet, but I'm going. But, you know, but that's definitely on the bucket list. But, you know, just being able to now step into my dreams. But yeah, it's definitely having family like that. I tell people all the time, because coming up in an environment like that is really hard on you mentally, because what do? All your family is telling you won't be great. So how do you get around that? A lot of people can get around that. And that's what I'm going to teach them, how to get around that, because some families are like that, you know?
But per se for your business, what even gave you the courage to start a clothing brand?
I just love dressing in general. I love fashion. So like I'm a producer, and I tell people all the time, you have an option in life. You can be a producer or you can be a consumer. Which one are you? And they'd be like, you got to think about it. And me, you ask me that question, I'm a producer. I'm a producer all day. And I just love that. So.
Wow. And any challenges in starting your business or running your business that you had to overcome that you weren't ready for when you opened?
Just recently, you know, I met my brother David on Clubhouse. We had an issue. You know, I bought some apparel about 6 months ago, and now I'm just not getting my apparel. So that was a bit difficult.
Well, hopefully that shows up in time. Love the fact that you are positive, that you are inspiring others, and that you're giving back. Certainly, it was a pleasure and an honor to have you here, to have someone that is such a humble servant that gives back to the community and as well as inspires others. How can the audience connect with you?
They can go to, Facebook, type in Upstylist, the new style. Upstylist LLC, the new style on Facebook. That's my Facebook name. That's my Facebook store name. Sean Jackson is my Facebook name. You guys want to add me on my Facebook. Instagram is upstylish207, and then just go on Google and type in Upstylish, the new style LLC. That's UPSTYLISH, the new style LLC on Google, and all my social media platforms will show up. And Queen, real quick, you tell the audience real quick about the certificates and how they look and how I did one for you, if you don't mind.
Oh my goodness. So you turned the mic on me. Isn't that interesting? Well, Refresher, the certificates are amazing. They are amazing. I love the fact that my picture is on it, that my name is on it. And as far as the coaching, the certificates is just the beginning of what you have to offer. And even the certificates are inspiring. You know, it feels good to have something to put on your wall.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much once again for being on Purifying Truths. The pleasure has been ours. Is there anything or anybody that you would like to mention?
I just want to shout out my kids, Elijah and Jaylen. My son's birthday was just passed this past week. He just turned 9. So my son Elijah, I love him a lot. And my daughter Jaylen, I love her a lot too. I do it for them.
Yes, yes. You are leaving a legacy for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen, for having me. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And thank you for tuning in to Purifying Truths with A-Star. You can connect with A-Star on Facebook and Instagram at Facets of a Star. Also, check out the website, www.facetsofastar.com. facetsofastar.com. Shine bright. Yeah.